Hey, Ryan. How big a concern is voter fraud going to be in this recall election, given the fact that voter ID will not be required? And I have a follow-up.
Well, I'm always concerned about voter fraud, you know, being from Kenosha, and quite frankly, I've lived through seeing some of it happen. Certainly in Milwaukee, we had plenty of it, and I think it's been documented, and I reject any notion that it's not the case. It certainly is in Wisconsin. I'm always concerned about it, which is why I think we need to do a point or two better than where we think we need to be to overcome it. So I think voter ID is not only constitutional, but it's been upheld by the Supreme Court, and it's not too much to ask. And I think that it's something that eventually will come to pass in Wisconsin.
So I want to follow up on that, because I saw you on MSNBC several weeks ago asserting that we've had widespread voter fraud in Wisconsin, and I think I just heard you assert that again. What do you base that assertion on?
Oh, well, I mean, we've had convictions on it. I mean,
a handful of convictions.
Okay. We've had a U.S. Attorney's report. We've had a U.S. Attorney's report that I think is pretty clear on it. We've had a police report from the Milwaukee Police Department that's been pretty clear on it. We've had people who've been convicted. We've had people who have admitted vote fraud. We've had people that have filed numerous affidavits. Just remember, I also represented, as part of the team, Bush Gore in 2000 when we went out and we gathered up a whole lot of affidavits on vote fraud. I've seen both sides of this. I understand completely part of the problem in Wisconsin is that once fraud occurs, the remedy in Wisconsin doesn't satisfy the fact that you've got fraudulent ballots in the ballot box. And so I've seen it, and I know it's real, and it's something that I think the state party is taking seriously, and they should.